This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America on our great radio station affiliates. And we want to especially go out and give some thanks to our great military men and women who are listening to us around the world. I've already heard from several of our local military men and women here in the Tampa Bay area stationed overseas, and thank you for your service to America. We appreciate it. Plus, our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, border patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And, of course, to the people working on the third watch, the overnight shift, the graveyard shift, and the third shift, as some people call it. The truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And before I go to Kyle Warren, I'm going to give a special shout out to everybody who's been talking to me before the show here. Trucker Ed is up in Tallahassee. Trucker Eric's out in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Trucker Mark is up in Seattle, Washington. Catwoman and Road Dog are in Corsicana, Texas, headed down to Laredo. Alexandria here in the Tampa Bay area. Dave up in Indiana. Major Mac, LJ, Major Scott in California, the Echo and Ramadi author, and Richard in Oregon, and of course, Al in Nebraska. Now to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Eric, got the list out of the way.
That sounds good. Yeah, I'm glad so many people are chiming in.
Well, they wanted to get in early in the bandwagon here, and that's okay. All right, let's say the pledge and get going. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And Kyle, we start out tonight with some information that the Wall Street Journal put out yesterday. Right now, I can tell you it's been debunked by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and that was that we were going to leave 1,000 soldiers in Turkey. Instead of pulling everybody out, we're going to leave 1,000 as a buffer zone in between the Turks and the Kurdish forces, some 60,000 of them that are massed in the area there.
Well, that's right. And this, of course, we remember back to December 19th. That's when President Trump made his announcement that American forces were going to be taken out of Syria. And then earlier today, of course, the Wall Street Journal, as you mentioned, talking about there would be 1,000 troops. But Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Dunford, said it was factually incorrect and that there would be no change to the troop numbers.
Right. And we'll just wait. We'll see what happens because, somebody knew something and jumped the ship on whatever was going on. I suspect we're going to leave some troops behind, but what we were told to begin with, it was about, 200? Is that the number I remember?
Right, yeah. It was a smaller, much smaller force than I think it was the 4,000 that were officially known to be there at the time.
Okay. Now, we got to talk about a situation over the weekend with Fox News. A lot of people are chiming in about that. There's a lot of hashtags out there. Hashtag I stand with Judge Jeanine Pirro. Hashtag stand with Judge Jeanine. Apparently, her program was preempted, taken off the air this weekend because of comments that she made the week before about Congresswoman Omar's hijab and questioning her patriotism. Now, I personally question the patriotism of this individual, who I don't believe should be in the United States Congress because of the comments she's made. I believe that entitles her to be recalled or to certainly be impeached. I think that she's done enough to do that. But apparently, Judge Jeanine did it on television, and Fox didn't like it, and they reprimanded her.
Well, they did. Fox News spokespeople said that they had addressed this issue directly with Judge Jeanine, and also of course, as you said, preempted her program. Now, it's interesting because Judge Jeanine came out and said that she was not questioning the patriotism of Representative Omar, but she was calling into question the idea of Sharia law versus the Constitution. And she was sort of making the comparison that if someone was adhering to Sharia law, which is in and of itself incompatible with the U.S. Constitution, Judge Jeanine said she wanted to start a debate, essentially. And it's not something, well, you know, it's quite interesting to me, Captain, because Representative Omar seems to be fairly immune to criticism about anything.
This is your invitation.
And even the United States Congress, House of Representatives, couldn't even name her specifically for her anti-Semitic, anti-Israel comments. So this is really quite a major step. And the president, of course, has taken it upon himself to comment on this as well.
Well, apparently CARE got involved in this, and that's the Council of Council of American Islamic Relations, and they somehow or another made a complaint about this, and it was taken, you know, strongly by Fox, of course. Remember when Judge Napolitano did something not related to this, but he did something where he was actually, his show was removed from the air, and it took him about a month or so to get back on Fox as a commentator, which he comes back on now to talk about legal issues.
Well, that's right. And of course, you know, the whole thing about our republic is the Constitution.
Right.
That's the thing that's supposed to hold us all together.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. We have the rule of law and all of our governance. All of our political, you know, discourse should be within the framework of our constitutional republic. And that's where I think we're starting to sort of run very, very far afield these days.
Well, you're right. And here comes the music, and we'll discuss a little bit more about this when we come back, because, folks, I've got I've got quite a little dossier lined up here about the stupid left, and I'm actually going to get into it next hour, but I will mention a little bit something about what Kyle and I were just talking about to give you an idea, especially when it comes to the judicial system in this country. All right, we'll be coming right back. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, live from Tampa Bay, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by my Tuesday Have Lunch with the Captain lunch at Mission Barbecue here in the Tampa Bay area. For those of you that are anywhere within an hour or two-hour drive of Tampa, come on over to the Mission Barbecue at 5602 West Waters Avenue, Town and Country section of Tampa, right at the north end of the Tampa International Airport runway off the Veterans Expressway, Waters Avenue. We honor all of America's heroes, and you can come over there and meet myself, members of the Captain's Army, and you'll be with other like-minded people. We have a lot of veterans that stop by, a lot of first responders. We've been getting a lot of firefighters and occasionally police officers that stop by, but in particular firefighters at lunchtime Mission Barbecue every Tuesday at 12 noon, where they play the National Anthem and Honor America. Does it get any better? I think not. And the food is fantastic there, too. That's Tuesday, 12 noon, Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back in town. Well, Kyle, I got to tell you, I'm getting tired of hearing the left condemn Fox News for their bias, but they don't seem to mind ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, or PBS for their bias, do they?
Not at all, no.
And I'm really getting rather tired of this country's judicial system being made impotent by politicians with the right connections. I'll give you an example. Democrats are trying to get Trump for a crime they can't find, while the Clintons are walking around scot-free for the crimes that they're hiding in plain sight, along with members of the FBI, the DOJ. I mean, I could go on, but why should I?
Well, right. Exactly. Well, we've seen where the bias leads.
And I'm sick of political correctness because it's a dangerous and mindless conformity that will take the place of new discovery and thinking. Our university system is the most guilty of this, admitting inferior students because they're aggrieved, leaving superior students out in the cold. We know that because we just saw that.
Well, right. Yeah, this whole scandal.
And how about Beto O'Rourke? I'm sick and tired of him just because. And Ayotte for the same reason. Cozy Bears, I like to call her now. Because there are weird, they are the weird media creations designed to help turn coveted Texas blue and have a representative in New York State that does whatever she's told to do by her handlers. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, from what we're learning about how those who were, you know, helping the New York 14 race and so forth, yeah, there's a lot of good questions about that.
Now, there's something else at play here. The Mueller report, we got a report over the weekend that the Mueller report had branched out looking at some new leads in the area of collusion. That may be coming from the reports that were just leaked about Lisa Page, correct?
Yes, right.
And if that's the case, they would be looking square at who?
Well, I think they'd be looking at others in the DOJ.
And who else?
Well, perhaps the Clintons, for goodness
sake. That's right. They'd be looking at Hillary. So I have reason to believe that they might be looking at Hillary right now. And if so, that's a good thing because it's about time because we know they're up to their eyeballs and all this stuff.
Well, right. Well, you know, just if you remember what we heard about Robert Mueller when this whole thing started,
mm-hmm.
he's very diligent. He's going to get to the bottom of it. He's beyond reproach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just the left just praising Robert Mueller to the nth degree. But just what happens if he does say, wait a minute, this dossier, the secret meetings of the DOJ high ups, the insurance policy, all this amounts to a type of collusion, et cetera, and we're referring this to the United States attorney. You know, can you imagine what the left will say about Robert Mueller then? They'll say, somebody got to him. He's been compromised, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and then we had the veto over the weekend on Friday on the... what the president called was a reckless attempt to stop the wall construction. You know, somebody needs to, and by the way, why are they not interviewing these other networks? Why are they not interviewing the Angel Moms?
Well, it doesn't fit the narrative.
They're the ones that can tell people about how they've lost children to illegal immigrant violence, where it's going on, the Border Patrol, who is... more than willing to tell the true story of what's going on the border. I mean, we've got record levels of people trying to get into this country. And in a new report from the U.S. Border Patrol, it proves that only the willingly ignorant can doubt that we're dealing with an immigration crisis. Because Border Patrol agents apprehended more than 66,000 migrants at the U.S.-Mexican border in February. That does not include Canada. Remember we told you it was another 4,000 up there since the first of the year? And this is the highest total for a single month in almost a decade. Simply put, the Border Patrol system is overwhelmed. That's not an emergency?
Well, it's not an emergency to the Democrats who are...
Because they want the votes.
Because they want they believe that illegal immigrants equal voters either in the very near future or as soon as they can get this whole thing sort of passed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing it sort of chipped away at. I actually heard somebody say the other day, well, some illegal aliens own property, so they should be able to vote. It's like, what are you talking about?
Well, believe it or not, they do own property, and that's another story for another day. But here's something else. They're trying to get the 16-year-olds to vote. In Washington State, two legislators last week proposed a bill to allow 16-year-olds to vote in state elections. Did you know that?
Yes. This is a big deal. Yeah.
And the federal election, because of what Nancy Pelosi said, well, they're in school and they're learning government, and this would fit right in with them learning and understanding government, being allowed to vote in an election. Really?
Well, again,
do you remember when you were 16? Were you ready to vote in an election, or did you even care?
Well, probably, unlike most of my friends, I was a little more interested in politics, but I don't believe that you're ready to be part of that whole mix at that age. It was good to wait to 18.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember who the heck the president was when I was – I think it was Nixon. Yeah, I think it was Nixon because that was when I went in the military, Nixon was the president. But anyway, unbelievable. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And these harebrained ideas they keep coming up with, they keep throwing things up against the wall to see what's going to stick, because they're trying every election cycle now for the next decade or so until they get their way, which we hope they never do. They're going to be throwing things up against the wall to see what's going to stick.
Well, right. Well, it's all about moving the goalposts. In other words, it's all about sort of changing the rules to their own favor. It's no different than gerrymandering congressional districts or running out and trying ballot harvesting and continuing to vote for weeks and weeks, you know, and saying that all the votes haven't been counted. You know, it was kind of odd in this last midterm. You know, we knew when the Democrat had won because then all the votes were counted. But if the Republican won, then we knew they hadn't counted all the votes yet, according to the Democrats. And so, again, it's all about moving the goalpost and creating a public perception that somehow what they're doing is actually for the good when it's actually destructive.
So then they go and they do ballot harvesting like we know they did out there in your state of California, and they pull ballots out of the backs of trucks and cars and vans that were parked in different places. And went, oh, we just found some more votes. Yeah, right. That, pardon me, that has to stop.
Well, exactly. And I think the American people, by and large, across highways and byways,
right,
they want to say, look, There are the rules that we follow. We have election rules, we have election law, and we have ways that we go about governing ourselves.
Yep.
But the Democrats want to change that.
Now, we're going to be talking some more about this, folks, because we're going to talk about what David Horowitz had to say. We're also going to talk about the Democratic Socialists. Remember we told you that's a party, a political party? Well, they're tied in with a couple of groups that are in the mix with the Democrats. We're going to tell you what they're up to. And then there's Christopher Steele, the author of the dossier, and we'll be talking about that in the next segment to come around. But very quickly, Kyle, John Bolton says that North Korea is not willing to denuclearize.
Well, this is to say this is big is an understatement. When we've heard Mike Pompeo continuing to say that on the heels of even the last summit, that Kim Jong-un has given assurances to President Trump that he wants to denuclearize. But, of course, this is it's an ever-changing issue, but he's either got to do it or it's not going to be a very, very fun time. He's not going to see the kinds of turnaround that he's seen in some of his neighbors nearby. He's going to have to actually live up to this.
Well, he said he'd do it, but he wants us to pull all our troops out, number one, and to get rid of all our nuclear weapons that are in that area.
Well, that's all part of the negotiation, but we got to stay strong on that.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. And again, we're going to tell you about some of these groups that are involved with the Democratic Party, the Democratic Socialists, the Young Turks. By the way, how about Christianity? What kind of role is that playing in the scheme of modern-day politics? We'll get into that, too, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joyce Tarrant is speaking out. She's the grandmother of Brenton Tarrant, the man accused of killing 50 people in two mass shooting attacks in two New Zealand mosques.
You know, the media's saying he's planned it for a long time, so he's obviously not of sound mind, I don't think.
In Christchurch, New Zealand, reporter Christy Lustout says New Zealand lawmakers are scheduled to meet for intense discussions on reforming the country's weapon laws.
There will be a cabinet meeting with the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. One day after the massacre, she pledged that there will be changes to the gun legislation. She wants to see a ban on semi-automatic weapons.
Australian police say a counter-terrorism team executed search warrants in New South Wales to help New Zealand get more information on the white supremacist attack. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show. And you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the Geico Insurance Company. Now, you know, Geico covers more than just your car or your truck that you're driving. They can also cover just about everything you own. Your ATV, your boat, your motorcycle, your RV, and oh, by the way, they even help with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent. So, check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, or look in the phone book for your local Geico office near you, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. They saved me a boatload of money, and maybe they'll do the same thing for you, too. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I was just sitting here thinking, and when we get during the breaks, and I told you about this. Now, the 16-year-olds, they're talking about possibly the Democrats giving them the right to vote, especially in the state of Washington. Correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't these the same 16-year-olds a year or two ago that were eating detergent pods?
That's about right. That's right. There are thousands and thousands of calls to poison control for those kinds of things.
The same 16-year-olds that are maleducated, misinformed, and totally without life experience, that same bunch?
That same, yes. Yes.
I can only imagine how Democrats would try to make themselves attractive to these make-believe adults, maybe with free tattoos and concert tickets, you think?
Well, exactly. But why stop at 16? Why not 15-year-olds?
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of listening to the left tell us that free speech is hurtful and must be restrained, while the best antidote for hurtful speech is more free speech.
Well, right. That was always, as I was growing up, that was always that was always what was prescribed, that there would be more speech.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you didn't like the idea, someone was talking about the government and this, or this is kind of what the kind of government we should have, well, then you had just as much right to set up your soapbox and give your point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what candidates are supposed to be doing. But you're right that somehow now there's sort of a speech police that says, well, this is okay, but that's not okay. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about yelling fire in a crowded movie house or hateful speech where you're going after people because of the color of their skin or their nationality and those kinds of things that we all agree have no place in the public discourse. But when it comes to talking about the very, very important things and hashing it out in very much the same way that the people that founded this nation did, well, that's all fair game in our society.
Well, how about this? We're all Americans first. And what the Democrats have done, and it started under Barack Obama, their identity politics. They're splitting people up into tribes by race, gender, religion, and political party. And if you're in the wrong basket, you're not only being called deplorable, you're being called a racist, a homophobic, a phobic, and all that other sort of crap. But before Obama became president, race issues were a thing of the past. They really, really were. And after he took office, I found out that as a white person, you, me, and 200 other million others were irredeemable racist and needed reeducation. That's a fact. Ask them. Check it out. It's there.
Well, right. You know, and again, as I was growing up, I learned about Martin Luther King Jr. I learned about the speech at the Lincoln Memorial, and all of it made sense. It made so much sense. The idea of being judged by your character, content of your character, not by the color of your skin,
mm-hmm.
and the idea that America would move and would always be moving in the right moral direction. It made no difference your skin color. Because, you know why? Because I understood that there were existential threats that happened. World War II, for example.
Yeah.
That would end our country. That's why we're all together as Americans.
And I think Dave up in Indiana has been eating detergent pods because he says, why not just let a 16-year-old run for president?
Well, that's
no, right. Dave. No, Dave. No, no. All right. Well, let's talk about something else because I wanted to get into this. David Horowitz, who is a very intelligent individual, and I happen to respect a lot of what he puts out there, most of what he puts out there. He said the left hates Christianity and America in general. I have to tell you, Kyle, I agree with him.
Well, they don't like, first of all, what Christianity represents. they don't like how it is one of the building blocks of our society, our Judeo-Christian values that you mentioned at the top of every single program, right, Captain, after the pledge, because it's so true. This is exactly
founded on Judeo-Christian values.
That's right.
They don't want to hear that.
Well, but it's the idea, of course, that are right, number one. And I think one of the reasons why, and Horowitz in his article talks about how they expunge so much about how God has affected our society,
mm-hmm.
with the basic tenets and so forth, and they expunge all these from the visitor centers and so forth in Washington, is because ultimately, as in our founding documents, our rights come from our Creator. They don't come from Chairman Mao, who decided what your rights are going to be. They don't come from anybody else, any other dictator leader in history,
mm-hmm.
who decides what you get. Our rights are from, and they're inalienable from our Creator. That's the important thing. So they have to tear that down first before they could try to replace the notion in the 16-year-old mind, right, about, hey, wait a second, the government can tell me what I get.
Well, listen to this. The Democratic Socialists and the group called the Young Turks have now come out in force and said that they back Venezuela's Maduro over President Trump's position on Venezuela. Are you kidding me?
Nope. It's not.
Are you kidding me?
No, you're not dreaming. they're saying stuff like that.
Have you seen the pictures of the people in the sewer going after water, going after anything they could find, food out of the garbage to try to eat? Have you seen that? How is that better than what we have? How is that better than anything you can think of?
Well, I'm going to go on a limb here a little bit, but I think that the hatred of Donald Trump has given license to anybody with who has the
Trump derangement syndrome.
Exactly, who has the most cockamamie ideas. They now can say these things, and to them, and maybe it sounds like it makes sense to some people, because it's under the rubric of we hate Trump and Trump is bad and all this kind of stuff, so anything's better than Trump. Well, give me a break. What it shows is they've sort of taken leave of their senses, and they don't really understand what's happening to real people. They're just using it as a platform to further their own broadcast.
Now we got to move along here because I got a couple more things I definitely got to get in here. Christopher Steele, who is the author of the dossier, used unverified material for the document we now have found out, and that's coming in part from the Lisa Page files that were released. We've definitely got a problem. We know that people are dirty up to their eyeballs in it from the Department of Justice and the FBI, and unfortunately it looks like these people are going to go away with it unless Robert Mueller is really doing his job.
Well, right. And again, you know, as they came across this stuff for Manafort, for example, he couldn't simply turn a blind eye if he found out that there was bank fraud or any number of these charges that Manafort was charged with, for example, because it didn't have to do with so-called Russia collusion. One would hope that if they come across this stuff, like you said about Lisa Page and so forth, the insurance policy and all that, right?
Well, let's talk about former Florida governor, gubernatorial candidate, Democrat Andrew Gillum. He's going to make a major announcement in Miami. We can speculate as to what the announcement is going to be. Obviously, he's coming up on the violation for ethics investigation.
State Ethics Commission.
I don't know what the major investigation is going to be, but I'm going to guess and go out on a limb and say he's going to get in the presidential race.
Well, you know, I think you could be right. What other major announcement?
He's got millions of dollars left over from his campaign.
That's right. And his hearing is going to be April the 24th. So maybe it's a way of getting out ahead of all that. I just don't know yet. But the major announcement, again, it's either he would resign or he's going to run for president.
Well, he can't resign. He's not the mayor anymore. He was term limited out.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. But he would make some kind of grandiose thing. But if he's going to run for president, but he's going to find the area crowded, very, very crowded.
Well, I was thinking to begin with he was going to run against Marco Rubio for the Senate, but I don't know. We'll see. And of course, Rubio's office and home is down in Miami, and here he is going down in the backyard, and that also, you know, has got me thinking there's probably going to be, it's either going to be Rubio or the presidency, one or the other, Senate or the president.
Right. It would be really, really early for the Senate, but the president thing might give him a little bit more national coverage, as it were.
All righty. Well, you know, folks, I've been speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And, oh, by the way, when we come back, we're going to have our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. And the big problem right now is the rain and the flooding and the snow melt, which is affecting the northern plains. And you saw the flooding over the weekend. You saw coming through Omaha what it was like there in Council Bluffs down there, the east side of the river, the Missouri River. Wow. All right, I'll be right back with more. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
All righty, time for you Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. With 4 locations to serve you. By the way, you serve, you save, active duty military, veterans, all first responders, active, retired, and 911 dispatchers too. Get preferred pricing on your brand new vehicles, which will save you thousands of dollars. Certified pre-owned, got them too. Wholesale pricing, and guess what? Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. Lifetime oil changes. Lifetime tire rotations. Who's doing that? Nobody. but Moss Automotive Group is, come on down. Google them. Look them up. Moss Family Automotive. Well, ongoing historic flooding in the Midwest and snowbelt flooding in the Northwest in the mountains out there, the Rockies, is going to lead to catastrophic flooding as it continues across portions of the plains and into the Great Lakes. Now, the weather pattern is relatively calm early this week with a little more activity towards midweek, probably coming in off the northwest by the looks of things there. And warm temperatures and snowmelt is producing flooding from the northern Great Basin to the northern Rockies. A cold front and peak monthly tides come into Hawaii. It's going to produce some very high surf there. And also, in taking a look tonight at the rain, we're going to start out in the northwest because east of Seattle, going out across I-90 and into Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and down about halfway through Idaho, down towards Boise and the western part of Montana. You do have rain tonight, scattered showers. You've got rain in the southeastern corner of Montana and the southeastern corner of Idaho as well. Now, in Wyoming, where they've had God knows how many feet of snow in the mountains, you've got rain tonight, which is going to cause a lot of snow melt. You've got some fog in the Rawlins area of Wyoming tonight along I-80, so be careful. And Trucker Eric, who stopped tonight in Wyoming, said he wasn't having any problems except for when he went through Nebraska and Iowa. Now, in the Omaha, Nebraska area on I-80 and then going out I-80 east, Council Bluffs, some of those truck stops that are down on the lower sections of the east side of the Missouri River were flooded big time, and they weren't able to pump fuel because their pumps were underneath water and all that sort of stuff. So you've got rain tonight scattered across Nebraska, southeastern Nebraska, northern Nebraska. You've got rain scattered tonight in Iowa, scattered in northern Illinois, across parts of Wisconsin, and up and down the Mississippi River Basin, too, all the way down to Louisiana. Now, Reno, high winds tonight out there for you guys, KCKQ, AM 1180, and hello to everybody out there. Thanks for airing the program, Eddie. And you've got a lot of high winds out there, also the western side of the slope, California, some winds coming up that way. And down in Florida tonight, there will be some patchy fog. Looks like as the colder temperatures that are coming in right now are meeting with the warmer temperatures, creating a little bit of fog. East side, I-95, up to about Daytona. And out there in the panhandle from Pensacola across Mississippi towards New Orleans, you'll have patchy areas of fog as well. All right, well, let's go right now. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, and you're high and dry up there, you said.
Yeah, everything's north of us, so we don't have any flooding going on here. It's just still cold, but we're supposed to get in the 60s this week, so we're supposed to get some rain this coming weekend, so but I'll be in Florida by then. So
come on down.
But I'm going to tell you, it would be nice if it was true that Mueller was looking in to the Clintons and the Strzok.
Well, it was wishful thinking on my part.
Yeah, because what they're going to do, I don't think they'll ever do that, at least the way it's set up now, unless you bring a second independent counsel in. Because they're never going to, because every layer of bureaucracy is going to kick it upstairs. Well,
right.
Not that it was them, you know, and it's going to go to one person and one person. Lisa Page already said in her first behind the doors testimony that, you know, the White House wanted to know everything we were doing.
Yep.
So it's only one person at the top, and that's Barack Obama.
Right.
And I think that Joe Biden knew what was going on, too.
Okay.
You know, this is worse than Watergate. That deputy director of the FBI has always been a problem for presidents.
Peter Strzok.
Yeah, that was McCabe.
Oh, McCabe. Okay, Peter Strzok was something different.
Yeah, now. You know, Nixon knew early on in Watergate who Deep Throat was, and that was Mark Felt.
Yep.
Director, the highest merit employee in the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go in front of the grand jury, and he made a joke, what a lot of people don't know, to the grand jury, because I've been over at the White House so much lately, a lot of reporters think I'm Deep Throat.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the jurors said, "Are you?" And they had to revoke the question. So that's kind of setup you're seeing here. They're not going to let it go any further. I think I would love to see Hillary and Bill finally get their comeuppance, which they should have had it, you know, 20 years ago.
Well,
but
yeah.
I don't see it ever happening.
Yeah, and we can only hope, right?
Yeah, we can. But I just that would weaponize it to the point where that would be almost the nuclear option. By the way,
we have one of our freshman congressmen, a good friend of mine, a former Iraq war veteran, Greg Stube, Congressman Greg Stube, who has introduced a resolution admonishing Ilhan Omar personally for her words and actions.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Now, will it get enough votes in the Congress from the Democrats to go anywhere? No. But it's still something being done by someone who I consider to be an up-and-comer political person, Greg Stube. And I followed him ever since he ran for state rep and then state senator. And, of course, now he's in Congress. But he's a fine young man.
They're like a street gang. That's how the Democrats the Democrats operate, like a street gang. And the Republicans, well, they operate like a bunch of Sunday school teachers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's always been like. You know, Republicans have always turned on their own when it got, you know, these 12.
Okay, there's more to the story. Let me read you what it says here, and then you can comment about this. Florida Representative Greg Stube joined with 23 other Republicans who voted no last week on a resolution condemning bigotry because he thought broad language passed over what prompted the legislation to begin with, offensive remarks made by U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar. So now Greg Stube has introduced a new resolution, which has the sponsors of 12 congressmen, Republican congressmen, that singles out his colleague from Minnesota. And he says Jewish people in America and across the globe deserve better from this legislative body. So that's where they're at right now. But again, you're probably hearing it first here right now. I don't think anybody else is going to tell you what I just said.
You know, the Jewish vote always stumped me because since probably Ronald Reagan, nobody's done more for Israel, Jewish issues in general, than mm-hmm. Republicans, and we never reap any benefit at election time. You know, you go down there to Palm Beach where you have Broward County, I can guarantee you, if you had a bunch of Palestinians running as Democrats, Jewish voters in Broward County would still vote straight Democrat. It never made any sense. They are as wedded to the Democrat Party as any group there is in politics.
And it's crazy.
Yeah, they vote against their own interests a lot of times. And they vote against...
All right. Well, here comes the music. Here comes the music. So I look forward to seeing you this week. And by the way, we'll try to get together Friday when I go up to Bruce B. Downs Mission Barbecue.
Okay, will do. I'll see you this week.
All righty. That's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, coming to Florida. And we're going to get together down here. So almost made it the last time around, but we'll see if we can do it this time. We'll be right back after the top of the hour here. News and weather, and your stations get a chance to pay something. By the way, Ms. Rosemary has the night off, so we'll be getting right into it with the flow of things. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.